So we welcome in the Pro Bowl quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, three-time Pro Bowler, Derek Carr. Derek, three Pro Bowls. How's that sound?
Oh, man, that sounds like I'm getting old, but not yet. But, no, it feels good, man. I'm just thankful that the fans that did vote and the players that I played against and coaches, you know, that's a real honor. It really is.
You know, we've gotten to the point now where it seems like every week, every month, you're kind of in that upper echelon of Raiders history of passing yards, of touchdowns, of doing all these great, really cool things. And now, with three Pro Bowls, you are now in the kind of upper echelon once again of Raiders quarterbacks. And the only quarterbacks that have gone to more Pro Bowls as a Raider than you are Kenny Stabler and Rich Gannon. So you are in some very elite company there, my friend.
Wow, man, that is, yeah, I didn't know that. That's really, really cool. You know, that's, you know, for to be have my name around with those guys is an honor. I'm thankful. But there's really one bowl I'm trying to win, and hopefully we can do that sooner than later.
So now, obviously, off to Orlando for the week in a couple of days here. And as much as like kind of a showcase game as the Pro Bowl is, I mean, how much game planning actually goes into that game? How much time are you? How are you talking to coaches? Are you looking at film? Like, what's that kind of aspect of it like?
You know what? It's very different. Obviously, there's a certain page you got to be on with your receivers and those kind of things, and understanding the terminology of what the coaches want to call things. But there's no, I can tell you, it's not the same grind as it is during the season. But with that said, you still, you know, every time you step out on a football field, you're putting your name on it, you're putting the Raiders' name on it. So you always want to put something good out there. So I'll definitely be studying and making sure I'm prepared and, you know, ready to play. But at the same time, everyone's really there to just have a good time and have fun.
I mean, in watching the game each year, though, I mean, it seems like guys really get into it, though. Like, this isn't a game that you want to go out there and lay an egg either.
No, exactly. You know, this is, the guys are really out there competing and trying to, win that extra cash, if that's, the motivating factor for some guys. But, for me, anytime I put my name on something, I'm just blessed to have the opportunity. I'm gonna give it everything I got. I'm gonna compete my tail off, man, and hopefully go out there and have some fun.
You know, so this week, obviously, the who's who of the NFL, excluding guys who are playing in the big game. But, you know, you're going to have a couple familiar faces there on the offensive line with Rodney and KO. So it's got to be exciting to kind of go on this journey with them as well.
Absolutely. I definitely feel safe. I definitely feel safe traveling and playing in the game, especially with those guys. It would have been when I had Donald there, too, if he wasn't head banged up or whatever, but that would have been fun. But it's gonna be fun to play with those guys. It's gonna be fun to be out there, man. And I'm honestly just really looking forward to being able to play with them.
You know, obviously, when you're in Oakland, you got a plethora of weapons out here on the offensive side of the football. You got Amari and Crabb and Jared Cook now. But now then, since none of those guys are there, who are you really looking forward to throwing to during the Pro Bowl? Is there a guy that you're like, oh, I'd love to connect on a couple deep balls with him? Or
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be cool to see how fast, Tyreek Hill is if he's going. I've seen it in person, but just to watch it from the offensive side, that might be pretty cool. Jarvis Landry, he's become a friend, and, being able to see him, work and be around him is always fun. We were on the team together 2 years ago and things like that. But there's guys all over the place. I mean, I could name them all and everyone would be like, oh, man, yeah, that'd be cool. But like you said, I love the guys that I have. And I still feel like my man Cook, he should be here. He should be there with me.
I'm with you there. Do you use this week at all, Derek, to recruit at all? A little wink, wink, nudge, nudge to some of these guys who might be coming up in free agency and saying, hey, you'd look pretty good in silver and black.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it, man. Anything that we can do to make our team better, I'm all about it. So I'll definitely be talking to some of my friends out there and, see what the word is and all those kind of things, feel them out. But most of the time, guys will come up to you, to be honest with you. I've had guys, they just come up and approach me and, ask me, and, they try and feel things out that kind of way.
Yeah, so here we're talking with quarterback Derek Carr, Pro Bowl quarterback Derek Carr, and you can catch Derek along with Rodney and KO on the 2018 Pro Bowl, which is on ESPN this coming Sunday. And, Derek, the guy who would have been calling that game now has a different job, now your newest head coach, John Gruden. So kind of just initial thoughts. We haven't talked to you since Coach Gruden became official. Kind of how do you feel about now getting a chance to work with him, one of the, premier offensive minds in the NFL?
Man, I'm pumped. I really am. you know, the guy has, you know, he's told me about 20 times that he loves me. I know that he loves me. I know that he cares about me. I know that he's going to have my best interest in mind at all times, which is really cool, for a quarterback to have that head coach and quarterback relationship, which I've been fortunate to have some good ones now. But to have a, you know, guy that's a quarterback mind, played the position, he knows, you know, what's going on and things like that, is going to be really exciting. You know, it's going to be really fun. And, you know, to have that and, you know, to do that. So, you know, that's going to be really fun to work with him. It's going to be, you know, it's been fun to get to know him over the years. It's going to be fun now to learn from him, you know, for him to demand from me, to be hard on me, to push me to be excellent in everything that I do. And it's something that I do for myself, but to have another set of eyes, you know, like a guy like Coach Gruden doing the same exact thing, man, it's going to be really fun.
So let's go back a couple weeks to when you found out that Coach was hired. I mean, initially, who's that first call? Who are you calling? Who are you talking to first when you find out that Gruden is indeed going to be the next head coach of the Silver and Black?
Man, I think the first person I talked to was my wife. She was sitting by me. She goes, "Is this real?" And I said, "I guess. You know, if it's on TV, it's real. You know, you know how that works." But you know, I did some digging to make sure it was actually real. But you know, as you know, I talked to my wife about it, and she knew how much I liked him. So to hear that, you know, our team was, you know, going that way and things like that, you know, that's how I found out, just like everybody else. We find out as players, like on the TV or, you know, on our phones nowadays. And so when we found out, man, we were excited and we were pumped, you know, for that, because more so because he's a good dude. You know, you never like being in these situations, to be honest with you. You know, we're going to miss Coach Del Rio and, you know, his wife and their family because of how awesome they were to us and things like that. But I mean, the Raider program moves on. You know, it'll move on when I'm out of here. It'll move on when Coach Gruden's out of here, you know, someday. So it is what it is. So we're just excited, you know, for the next opportunity. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I'm sure you've seen it countless times. I'm sure you've been asked about it a ton. But, you know, when you go back and you look at that Gruden's quarterback camp, that episode he had with you, you have that line where you guys say to each other, "Hey, let's go win some championships." Now, fast forwarding to now, how crazy is it that you guys actually have a chance to go do that?
You know, it's a really special deal, man. It's not something that a lot of people just you know, get to do, to be honest with you. He's had a lot of guys roll through there, and a lot of those guys, I'm sure probably every one of them would have loved to have him as their coach, but I'm blessed and fortunate to have him as mine. And you know, really looking forward to working under him, really looking forward to, you know, him taking me under his wing and teaching me and molding me. And you know, I want to run this offense and the way he's designed it and everything that he's dreamed of, and then some. You know, I want his mind when he turns the film on, every time when he watches practice film, he watches the walkthrough film, he watches the run game film, he watches the game film. I want him to turn it on and see exactly what he dreamed of the offense looking like. And, you know, that's my goal, is to get to that point with him.
You know, in addition to Coach Gruden now being at the helm here in Oakland, he's brought back another familiar face in Ole. So how excited are you to work with Coach Olsen again?
Oh, man, Ole is such a good dude, man. I love that guy. And I'm so happy that he's back. I really am. You know, obviously, again, you never want to see coaches leave. I never wanted to see Coach Downing leave, ever. I love him. He's one of my closest friends. And, you know, that's going to be tough. But at the same time, we move on. You know, we have to. That's just how the business is designed and works. So for Ole to come back, you know, is so exciting. Everyone should be pumped, man, because he's one of the smartest people I've ever been around. And I'm really looking forward to being around him. I'm really looking forward to being around, you know, him and Coach Gruden, and them just teaching me and demanding from me every day excellence, because I do the same thing with myself, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
How are you more different today than when Ole was first here with you as a rookie?
Oh, man, experience. You know, there's no substitute for 4 years of experience behind center in the NFL. You know, if any rookie quarterback could have that coming in, you know, they would gladly take that over anything else. You know, is that just experience, the unknown. And I've seen a lot of blitzes. I've seen a lot of coverages. I've seen a lot of things, a lot of programs. I've been around a lot of leadership. I've been around a lot of things. I have a lot of experience. And now when he comes in, it's a fresh start. We're moving forward. We're going. We're attacking this thing. We're going to work our tails off to make sure we do everything that we can to put smiles back on our fans' faces.
you know, and obviously with as much success as you found on the field since you arrived in Oakland, you know, you've done such a good job of something that I think is really cool is giving back and not kind of sitting on your laurels and really, you know, inserting yourself into the community, being a part of the community. And you and your brother David have such a cool event coming up, and we were lucky enough to go cover it last year. Inside the Huddle, where you break down the film. You know, first off, tell people how they can get tickets, how they can go, and kind of why doing this kind of stuff is so important to you.
Yeah, man, there's a link on my Instagram at RQB. They go in my bio. There's a link on there. Click on there, and they'll give you all the detail about the tickets and things like that. And most important thing is all the proceeds go to Valley Children's Hospital, which is near and dear to my wife and I's heart, with our son Dallas having 3 surgeries there. And we've been there. And so if we can take a financial burden or put a smile on somebody's face or just encourage somebody, lift their spirits a little bit, that's what it's about. And that's the outcome. Now, the event itself, we'll be able to put smiles on people's faces, joke around. My brother and I'm sure we'll make fun of each other at some point and you know, have some fun. You know, we'll teach the game. We break down 5 plays of the 1,000 that are run during the season. And it's just a short little bit that we could take and you know, teach people the fine points of the game, to be honest with you. And there's so much that goes into it, as you know, you saw, and things like that, that, you know, we're excited to share. And we'll answer questions, Q&A, give out prizes, signed autographs, footballs, all that, whatever, and have a good time, take pictures. But it's a time for us to interact and, you know, really just be face-to-face with our fans, with the people that actually care and love us and all those things. So, you know, and again, none of the money goes to us. It goes to Valley Children. So it's not about the money for us. It's for us, it's about the experience and about helping other people. And that's what we're looking forward to.
So I'm kind of curious, when you and David are breaking down film, do you guys typically see things the same way? Or do you guys ever differ on, I saw this maybe a little differently than you did?
Well, you know, there's different things. You know, when you see things differently, you know, that's usually schematically. Well, what if we did it this way, or what if we did that? You know, when you're breaking down a defense, usually you want to be on the same page with everybody. You know, if you're on a different page when you break down a defense, someone doesn't know what they're saying. And so, you know, we break down defenses, and we can, you know, just, you know, determine what coverage is in fronts and, you know, what they're trying to do and what the philosophy of that coverage or that call was and things like that. We could figure those things out pretty good. You know, when it comes to scheme, we definitely differ on some things where, hey, what have you done? Well, I've done it this way. And then I'll say, well, I've done it this way. And, you know, we can kind of meet in the middle on things that we like and stuff like that, that, you know, if we ever want to coach or something together, we can, you know, already have a jump start on that. You know, I'm always, you know, always planning ahead, always ready for everything. So, maybe someday, hopefully when I'm 40-something years old, you know, and we want to coach a Little League flag football team, we'll be pretty good at it.
Perfect. Thanks, Derek. And in watching, you know, and like we said, we got to cover the event last year. It's really cool. I couldn't suggest and encourage people more to check out the link and buy tickets and go to the event. It's a really cool educational football education, obviously, but it's just a really cool to see you and your brother in that light and talking ball and talking with you guys, talking about what you guys love the most. So, Derek, thanks for taking a couple minutes. I know you're busy during the off season, but it was good catching up with you, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, man. It's good to talk to you, and I appreciate you.